Good morning from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for the broadcast opener and the home opener of the volleyball season this morning as the Dort College Defenders take on the Grandview Vikings. This will be part of a three-match triangular taking place here at the DeWitt Gym. Over in the Dort College Rec Center, there is a JV triangular involving the same three teams. Here at 11 o'clock this morning, it'll be Dort College versus Grandview. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, it'll be York versus Grandview. And then to cap the day, it will be York versus Dort College in an approximate 3 o'clock start time here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Good morning, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside as we get the 2013 volleyball season. It's been underway for a couple of weeks, but it's the first time we get a chance to broadcast a volleyball match. The Grandview Vikings enter play today with a 3-5 mark. They snapped a five-match losing skid with a win over Evangel on Saturday, August 31. The Vikings hit for a 180 kill efficiency and averaged 12.5 kills per outing. Grandview is good for 15.8 digs per outing, and they get 1 point per set on ace serves and 1.69 points on blocks. Katie Silbert averages 3.68 kills per set with a 260 kill efficiency. Erin Roggenberg is good for 2.77 kills per outing, and she gets to 1.39 digs per set. Kelly Johnson is a strong third hitter with a 2.1 average, and her dig average is at 2.84. Kelly Nakandaraki, Dakari, that is, leads the team with a 4.5 dig average, and Chrissy Daggett tops the team with a 7.1 assist per set average. The Defenders are 6-2 this season after going 3-1 on consecutive weekends. Dort's losses have both come in five sets against Tabor and Viterbo. The Defenders average 13.5 kills per set with a 272 kill efficiency, and they get to 19.5 digs per set. Dort College gets to 2.1 points per set on blocks and 1.5 points per set on ace serves. Brooke Walterstorff leads the Defenders with a 3.1 kill average, and she has a 238 kill efficiency. She gets to 3.5 digs per set. Lindsay Flohn is averaging 2.9 kills per set with a 413 kill efficiency, and she is averaging just under a block per set. Jenna Horstman and Megan Krausman are at 2.8 and 2.1 kills per set respectively. Horstman is good for a 310 kill efficiency. Kayla Gasink runs the setting chores with a 10.2 average, and Kayla Brookice leads the team with a 5.9 dig average. Gasink is getting to 3.3 digs, and Jocelyn Bausma is good for 1.8 digs per outing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Grandview had to go to five sets with Evangel before winning 25-18, 30-32, 21-25, 25-20, and 15-12 last weekend. Katie Subert went for 29 kills. Johnson put down 18 kills as both players hit better than 400. Daggett lofted 58 assists, and Nakan Dakari had 22 digs. Roberts had 14. Dort College and Grandview have played each other seven times. Dort holds a 6-1 advantage in the series. The Vikings won the most recent outing, a September 7, 2002 meeting in Hastings. Grandview won the match 25-22, 25-19, 25-14. Danae Gales put down 8 kills, Loisar 7. Kayla Brookice had 14 digs. Kayla Gasink had 25 assists. From here, Grandview will face York later this afternoon. They meet Texas Wesleyan, Mid-American Nazarene, and Baker next weekend. For Dort College, they open the GPAC season 1 week from today after they play York at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The Defenders will travel to Sioux City to face the Briarcliff Chargers 1 week from today. For the Dort College Defenders, they are in their white jersey tops with black numbers trimmed in yellow. As I was saying, Dort College will face Briar Cliff 1 week from today in the GPAC opener. On the floor for the defenders in their white jersey tops, except for the libero, we will have Elizabeth Keel, Jenna Horseman, Brooke Waltersdorf, Lindsay Flohn, Megan Krausman, and Kayla Gasink. Now one of those will give way to the libero. That will be Kayla Brookice. Brookice is the leading digger, obviously, and that stands to reason as the libero gets twice the number of rotations in the back row. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at hiltrealestate.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma. Front row will consist of, it appears, Gasink, Krausman, and Flohn. Waltersdorf will start in the back row. Taken by Grandview on the attack, the Vikings. Set goes outside, and a block put up. The attack by Katie Subert, but the block by the defenders, and the Dort College defenders are on the board first, 1-0 via the block. Jocelyn Bausma with another serve on the way. Bausma's serve taken by Grandview. Grandview on the attack. Set goes back line, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Erin Rogenberg. Rogenberg back to back. Well, she got blocked once, and now she hits it wide. So a hitting error by the Grandview Vikings. Serve taken by Grandview. Attacking Vikings. Set right side off of the block. Control. They continue for the Vikings. Dumped over the net, nearly put down. Here comes Dort College, and a kill for Kayla Gasink. Gasink with the kill, and the Dort College defenders own a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score. Bausma with service, controlled by Grandview. Attacking, set goes outside to Subert. Subert hits it long and out of bounds. So the attack error again by Grandview. Serving will be Bausma. Dort College leads 4-0. 4-0 our serve, and the serve is long and out of bounds by Bausma. So the service error gives Grandview their first point of the day. Dort College leads it 4-1. 4-1 our score. Serving is Chrissy Daggett for Grandview. Short serve taken by Flohn. Gasink will set it. Right side Flohn. Flohn off high hands, and Flohn with a kill. Flohn with the kill, her first kill of the day. And the Dort College defenders lead it 5-1. 5-1 our score. Serving will be Selene Hahn. Hahn with serve. And Hahn serve taken by Grandview. Nearly an overpass controlled by the Vikings. Set goes outside. Swing by Wells. Dug by Brookice. Up and over though. Here comes Grandview. Pushed over. Saved by Hahn on the dig. Comes back over to Flohn. Flohn off high hands. Grandview controls. Set goes right side, off high hands, and a kill for Taylor Wells. Taylor Wells with the kill, and the Dort College defenders lead 5-2. 5-2 our score. Serving for the Vikings, short serve taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasink. Set outside, brought Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf unable to put it away from the outside. Grandview digs it up, attack by Grandview. Dug by Brookice. Set goes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a tip and the kill. Flohn with the kill. And the defenders lead it 6-2. 6-2 our score. Serving is Siri Nelson. Siri Nelson, a defensive specialist from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a junior. Her serve taken by Grandview. Set goes outside Subert. Subert blocked but out of bounds. A kill for Subert. Rogenberg, that is. Beg your pardon. Rogenberg with the kill. Rogenberg registers the kill. Dort College leads it 6-3. 6-3 our score. Grandview in their red jersey top. Serving will be Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasink. Right side it's Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing. Saved by Grandview. Up and over. Saved by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasink. Pushes to the back corner. Controlled by Grandview. Set right side and an attack error by Taylor Wells. Wells hits it long and out of bounds. Dort College leads it 7-2. 7-2 our score. Pushed over by Gasink. Gasink with a kill. Gasink on the second contact with the kill, and right now she's having some success there. So Gasink will now serve. Serving for the defenders, Kayla Gasink. Low hard serve taken by Roggenberg. Pushed over the net. Saved by Gasink. Got it over to Walterstorff. Back set Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Jenna Horstman with the kill. Horstman makes it 9-4. 9-4 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Gasink. Gasink with service on the way. Number three for the defenders. The junior from Sioux Center sends it over. Taken by the Vikings. Set goes outside. Swing by Roggenberg. Controlled by Dort College. Set left side over to Horstman. Horstman off the tape and hits it wide and out of bounds. The attack error by the defenders. And the Vikings credited with the point. It's now 8-5. Eight to five, our score. I thought it was 9-5 in all honesty. I missed a point in there somewhere. Credited it to the wrong side of the ledger, evidently. Serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasink. Right side, Walterstorff. Off of the block. Saved on the cover. Continue play. Dort College pushed over the net. Free ball. Here comes Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set goes to the middle. Off the hands. Controlled by Brookice. Gets it right side over to Keel. Elizabeth Keel off of the block. Continued. Controlled by Dort College. Pushed over the net by Walterstorff. Saved by Grandview. Attacking, left side, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Roggenberg. 9-5 our score. Serving is Walterstorff. Walterstorff with serve, and the floater controlled by the Vikings. Attacking, set goes left side off high hands, controlled by the defenders. Walterstorff, Gasink, right side, Horstman. Horstman swing, pushed up and over. Dort College attacking again off the continue. Set back over to Keel. Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. Dort College leads it 10-5. 10-5 our score. No breaks in play so far. Neither team using a timeout. We play to 25. Dort College winning the race to 10. Walterstorff jump serve taken by Grandview. Pushed over the net. Nearly a kill. Saved up and over, and that'll go as a kill for the Vikings. A kill out of the middle. I believe that was Chrissy Daggett. So Daggett with the kill. Dort College leads it 10-6. Serve controlled by Dort College and Krausman. Gets it over to Gasink. Right side Horstman. Horstman off the block and the kill. Horstman with the kill. Her second. Dort College leads 11-6. 11-6 our score. Jump serve by Brookice. Nearly a pass over. Saved by Grandview. They pushed it over. Now Keel with the swing. Pushed back up and over. Controlled by the defenders. Gasink one arm set. Controlled by Grandview. Pushed over. Saved by Gasink. Got it over to Flohn. Back set Krausman. Krausman off high hands. Continue. Get it over to Flohn. Flohn right side. Keel. Keel off high hands. Saved by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set goes left side. Blocked at the net was Chrissy Daggett. Point Dort College off the block. Keel and Flohn teaming up for the block, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Grandview. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College owns a 12-6 lead. Grandview used a timeout. They attack to the outside, and a kill put down for the Vikings in Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard makes it 12-7. 12-7 our score. Grandview trailing by 5. Serving for the Vikings will be Kelly Nakandakari. Nakandakari, short serve and ace. Megan Krausman unable to get to it in time. And Nakandakari pulls Grandview to within 4 at 12-8. 12-8 our score, serve into the net. So you trade the ace for the service error, and that's about the rule of thumb. You have a service error, you get an ace. It's about 50-50. That's the stronger teams that take advantage will have a better ratio than that, but that's how it pencils out, it seems, more often than not. 13-8, our score. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 5th Avenue. That's the Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, online at hiltrealestate.com. A kill for Grandview, and now the Grandview Vikings will try to mount a surge, trailing 13-9. We're at the midpoint of set number one. Serve, bullet, taken by Brookice, back row, Gasing shoots it out to Krausman. Krausman with a swing, dug by Nuck and Dakari. Set goes outside, blocked at the net, and another point for the defenders. Gasing and Flone get the block put up on Katie Subert. By my count, that is the third block today for Dort College. Serving is Hahn to the back row, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack, set goes to the middle, and another block, this one by Flone. Flone with a block on Bree Weiniger. Back-to-back block points for the defenders. Dort College leads at 15-9. 15-9 our score, served by Hahn, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack, set goes outside. Swing, another block. Taylor Wells blocked at the net, back-to-back-to-back blocks. 3 points in a row for the defenders, and they have taken control of set number one, 16-9. Serve taken by the Vikings. The Red will attack. Set goes outside. Dug by Hahn, and up into the bleachers and out of bounds. A kill for Grandview and Katie Subert. Katie Subert with the kill. Subert makes it 16-10. Serving for the Vikings will be Courtney Bliss. Bliss served, taken by Bausma, one of three seniors in the Dort College lineup. The set went up left side to Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf not much room to work with, and she gets blocked at the net. Point for Grandview. Courtney Bliss with service. Short serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Flone. Flone pushes it over, controlled by Grandview. Set left side, pushed over the net. Saved by Hahn. That's an over, though, and a kill for Taylor Wells. Wells with the kill. Got that as number two for Taylor Wells. And the Dort College defender lead is 16-12. 16-12, our score, set number one of this best of five match. Following this one will be Grandview versus York. When you pencil it out and look at the matchups, this would seem to be the premier matchup of the day. Set goes outside, and with the kill is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shooting fish in a barrel that time. Nobody goes up with her to block her, and the freshman from Sioux Center puts it away. Brooke Waltersdorf with her first kill, according to my count of the day. Siri Nelson serve, taken by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set goes right side through the block, and a kill for the Vikings. And Taylor Wells. Taylor Wells with the kill. She's got three. And the defenders lead 17-13. 17-13, our score. Serving for the Vikings is Gates. Controlled, pushed over the net. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will get credit for the kill. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ireton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 is their phone number. Going up for the kill is Taylor Wells. Wells with her fourth kill, and she has had some success here in set number one. Dort College still holding on to a four-point lead. So far, we've just traded points in recent history. Serving for the Vikings is Roberts. Roberts, serve taken by Krausman, gets it to Gasing, set middle, Keel. Keel through the block. Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel, the freshman from Orange City, knocks the kill down. Dort College leads it 19-14. 19-14 our score. Walterstorff jump serve taken by Grandview. Vikings attack. Soft contact, and getting the kill is Kelly Johnson. Johnson with the kill. The four-point difference remains, and if Dort College can simply go side out and side out, alternating points, you're in good shape. Grandview puts a string together. You get in trouble. Set goes outside. Krausman, off-speed kill. Krausman with the kill, and the defender lead is 20-15. 20-15, our score. Dort College in front, enjoying the advantage thus far. Serving will be Brookice. Brookice. Jump serve taken by Nukundakari. Grandview attacks. Set right side over the block, and the kill is Kelly Johnson. Well, we're just going back and forth right now. Dort College had a little run early, and they've managed to get to a 20-16 lead. Grandview with service. Nukundakari serving. Nukundakari short serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing right side keel. Keel over the block. Controlled by Grandview. They've got a chance to string together back-to-back points. Blocked at the net, though, was the attack. Here comes Grandview again on the continue. Over the block. Controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Flown. Flown off high hands. Controlled by Grandview. Set goes outside. Attack attempt. And a kill for Katie Subert. So Grandview has put together back-to-back points. Serve taken by Walterstorff. Giesink gets it over to Keel. Keel off the missed time. Dug by Nukundakari. Pushed over the net. Controlled by Giesink. Nobody gets it. Ball handling error by the defenders. 20-18. Ball handling error by Dort College. It's 20-18, and Dort College now has a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, frame repair, 722-2313. Dort College on serve receive, an over by Brooke Walterstorff, and a kill put down by the Vikings and Bree Weiniger. And just like that, Grandview has strung together 4 points in a row, and we've got a rotation error called on the defenders. So now we're tied up at 20-20 on the rotation error. First tie of the set. Here come the Vikings with service. Nukundakari, taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Giesink. Right side it goes, Keel. Keel with a swing and the kill. 21-20 our score. Keel registers the kill. Dort College breaks the run, so they still have control. Now they just have to string together 1 or 2 points. Get yourself back in the driver's seat late in the set. Serving is Bausma, controlled by Grandview. Set outside, down ball, controlled by Krausman. Giesink gets to it. Krausman well off of the net, roll shot, controlled by the Vikings. They'll attack. Set right side, tip to the back corner, and wide and out of bounds. Dort College, let's see if they're able to weather the storm. Grandview with the attack error, pushing it wide was Aaron Roggenberg. 22-20 our score. Served by Bausma, controlled by Grandview. They'll scramble. Nukundakari will free ball it over. Controlled by the defenders. Giesink with the dump and the kill. Picked a good time to dump it over. Giesink with the kill. And the Dort College defenders in the driver's seat again, 23-20, answering the 5-point run by Grandview with a 3-point run of their own to take a 23-20 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dort College leads 23-20 as we get into the finish here of set number one. Dort College trying to finish it off. Serving is Jocelyn Bausma, the senior from Sheldon. Controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set goes to the middle. Blocked at the net. Flown. Flown puts the block down on Katie Subert. Dort College leading 24-20 and now serving for the set. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, low hard serve, controlled by the Vikings. They'll attack. Set goes left side. Subert. Subert down the line. Dug by Bausma. Kept it alive. Waltersdorf goes tumbling into the bleachers to try and save it. And the kill registered by Subert. Once you go into the stands, it's a dead ball and out of play. So Dort College leading 24-21. Serving is Chrissy Daggett. Brookice gets it over to Bausma. Bausma to Waltersdorf. Roll shot from behind the spike line. Controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Dug by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Krausman. Krausman threw it to kill. Megan Krausman with her second kill today. Dort College wins set one, 25-21. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders with a 1-0 lead. After a 25-21 victory in set number one. Serving for the Vikings as we get started will be Chrissy Daggett. Taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets. Krausman. Krausman kill. Krausman with the kill. And the Dort College defenders score the first point of the set. 1-0. 1-0 our score. Grandview attacking. Set pushed over the net. Controlled by Dort College. Flown tracks after. Now sends it over. Grandview will attack. Set goes outside. Swing and a kill for Grandview's Katie Subert. Subert ties it up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Serving for the Vikings. It's Courtney Bliss. Bliss served, taken, controlled. Here's the set to Flown. Flown with a swing. Grandview gets to it. Pushed over the net. Saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Waltersdorf. Blocked at the net. A continue. Set goes outside and a ball handling error called on Kayla Gasing. Gasing with the set error, resulting in a point. It's 2-1. 2-1 our score. Serving for the Vikings will be number two, Courtney Bliss. Bliss's serve is short, taken by Flown, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back set Flown. Flown with a swing. We had a touch at the net. A touch called at the net, so they kill for Flown. Flown will get credit for the kill. Siri Nelson with service. So Nelson with serve. And a service error. And the Dort College defenders trail 3-2. 3-2 our score. Serving for the Vikings is Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard with serve. And Kierkegaard serve, short, taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf blocked at the net, continue. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman with a swing, dug by Grandview. Attacking, left side, and a kill for Roggenberg. Roggenberg makes it 4-2. Roggenberg, 4-2, gives Grandview the lead. Serving for the Vikings will be Kierkegaard. Short serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff blocked at the net. Continuing for Grandview. Grandview keeps it in play. Now Gasing tries to push it to the sideline and out of bounds. An attack error that time by Gasing. She doesn't have much to work with. Just trying to send it over and keep it in play more or less. Brooke Ice passes it over to Gasing. Gasing with the dump and the kill. So Gasing with the kill, and for Kayla, that's number four today. North College trails 5-3. They lead in the match 1-0. Serving for the defenders will be number three, Kayla Gasing, the junior setter. Serves it squarely into the net. Point Grandview. Grandview leads 6-3. 6-3, our score. And the Vikings have service. Katie Roberts with serve. And Roberts, short serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill. Walterstorff with their second kill. Dort College trails 6-4. 6-4, our score, serving Walterstorff. Walterstorff, jump serve, controlled by Grandview. Overpass, nearly put down by Horseman. Grandview will have control of it. Off of the tape, and a kill for Grandview's Aaron Roggenberg. Roggenberg gives Grandview a 7-4 advantage. Serving for the Vikings is Roggenberg now. So the Vikings with a three-point advantage, very similar to what Dort College did in set number one, and that is get an early run together. Horstman with the kill. Jenna Horstman with her third kill. Serve short, controlled by Grandview. Controlled by Walt, but the overpass and a kill for Grandview and Katie Subert. 8-5, our score. Subert with the kill. And serving for the Vikings is Nakandakari. Nakandakari with serve, controlled by Walterstorff, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, keel, block, covered though, up and over by Brookeye, saved by Gasing, gets it over to Flone. Flone pushes it over, and Grandview trying to pick it out of the net, unable to do so, and a kill for Flone. 8-6, Dort College down a deuce. Dort College trailing 8-6, serving is Bausma. Bausma, low hard serve taken by Roggenberg. Set goes outside. Off high hand, saved by Krausman, and a double contact called on Walterstorff. Nine to six, our score. Grandview in front. Checking into the match is Taylor Wells. Wells had four kills unofficially in set number one for the Vikings. Short serve taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back outside. Krausman off the block. Covered, though, by Walterstorff, unable to keep it on Dort College's side of the net. Grandview with a swing. Now bump set over to Krausman off the block, controlled by Grandview. And a player in the net for the defenders. And I believe that's going to go on Flone. And Grandview has opened up a 10-6 advantage. 10-6, our score. Serve controlled by Brookeis. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Flone. Flone on the quick attack. Unable to get much mustard on that one. Controlled by Grandview. Through the block and the kill for Wells. Wells makes it 11-6. And Grandview has taken an 11-6 lead, forcing Dort College to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a minute. An attack error by Wells. Dort College trails 11-7. Serve goes outside and a kill for Katie Subert off the set. And the kill for Subert, that is her fourth kill. And Grandview leads it 12-7 here in set number two. Dort College won set one, 25-21. Grandview trying to knot it up at one set apiece, and they lead 12-8 after a service error. Service error by Grandview. Dort College has control of serve now. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nielsen. Nelson, that is, the junior from Sioux Falls. Attacking, set goes middle, and a kill put down by Bree Weiniger. 13-8. Weiniger makes it a 5-point advantage for the Vikings. Serving for the Vikings, Kierkegaard. So Kierkegaard with serve. Short serve controlled by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink outside Horstman. Horstman block. Point. Grandview. Taylor Wells gets the block. And Grandview has opened up a 14-8 advantage. Dort College has used up one timeout already. Short serve controlled by Horstman. Gasink has to track after it. Pushed over the net. Bausma free ball. Grandview loads up. Set goes right side. Off high hands and the kill is Wells. Taylor Wells makes it 15-8. 15-8, Grandview in front. Serving for the Vikings is Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard serve, controlled. Here's the pass over to Gasink. Gasink comes back over to Horstman. Horstman off the block, controlled by Grandview. They scramble, they push it up and over, free ball. Gasink back set to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the kill. Waltersdorf makes it 15-9. And serving for the defenders will be Gasink. Gasink with serve. And the serve is down the line. Controlled by the Vikings. Set goes right side Wells. Wells off high hands. Saved by Bausma. Kept it alive. Pardon me, by Brookice. Kept it alive. Kausman gets called for a ball handling error, though, in the process. End up with people out of system. So the ball handling error gives Grandview the point. And we've got some issues with substitutions for the Vikings. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engeland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club today by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Serving for the Vikings is Katie Roberts, I believe. Set goes outside Horstman. Horstman, was there a touch? No, there was not. 17-9. Horstman with the heading error. Well, Grandview with the momentum squarely behind them here in set number two. Dort College won set one, 25-21. Serve taken by Waltersdorf. Tracking after a Gasink. Kept it alive. Down ball by Brookice. Controlled by Grandview. Attacking. Set goes right side, off high hands, and a block for the defenders, Horstman and Waltersdorf. 17-10, Dort College down seven. Let's see if they can string together 3 or 4 points. Serving is Waltersdorf. Jump serve taken by Grandview. Swing by the setter, dug by Dort College. Down ball by Horstman. Here comes Grandview. Set left side, and a kill for Grandview and Aaron Roggenberg. Roggenberg with the kill. It's 18-10, and Dort College uses another timeout, their second of the set. We'll be back with more right after this. Dort College trails 18-10, and this one's starting to slip away in set number two. You got to do something to squelch the momentum. Grandview lost 125-21, but they're zeroing in on a set that would equalize the match at one apiece. And a serve into the net by Aaron Roggenberg for Grandview. And the defenders trail by 7 again, 18-11. 18-11 our score. Serving is Brookice. Top spin serve, nearly an overpass. Krausman goes up for the joust, and Krausman wins on the kill. So Dort College has narrowed it to 6 at 18-12. Served to the sideline, taken by Grandview. Set right side, off by hands, and a player in the net for the defenders. So the net violation called on the defenders. Serving for Grandview is Kelly Nakandakari. Nakandakari served, taken by Waltersdorf. Gaysink keeps it in play, pushed over the net, and a kill for Keel. Elizabeth Keel with the kill on the tip. 19-13, our score. Dort College leads by 6. Serving is Bausma for the defenders. Jocelyn Bausma serve, sideline taken by Grandview. No joust. And Gaysink unable to close the block on Katie Subert, and Subert makes it 20-13. Subert with her fourth kill unofficially. Dort College leads at 20-13. So Grandview trails in the match 1-0. But Dort College gets a dump by Gaysink to make it 20-14. Pretty effective part of Dort College's arsenal on offense is Gaysink with those dump shots. Set goes outside Wells. Wells hits it into the net. Point Dort College. Dort has scored back-to-back points. They've trimmed now 3 points off of what was at one time an 8-point lead. It's now 20-15. Serve sideline taken by Grandview. Vikings attack. Quick set. Middle. Dug by Brookhuis. Kept it alive. Gets it over to Waltersdorf. Roll shot. Dug by Wells. Controlled by Grandview. Subert with the swing from the back line. Dug by Dort College. Beg your pardon, that was Roggenberg. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the kill. So Waltersdorf with her fourth kill. Waltersdorf with the kill that time. Served by Hahn. Controlled by Grandview. Set left side. Swing, dug by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink. Quick attack, Flone kill. So Flone makes it 20-17. And the Grandview Vikings use their first timeout. Dort College trails in the set, 20-17. The lead of the match, 1-0. Back with more after this timeout. 20-17, Grandview leads set number 2. Dort College has the momentum, though. They've scored the last 4 points, 5 of the last 6, and 7 of the last 9. 20-17, Dort College trailing, but the serve by Hahn is just off of the back line, and the service error gives Grandview the point and stops the momentum. It's 21-17. Well, this is going to be an issue all day. A humid and warm afternoon outside, and that translates into a hot and humid afternoon in the DeWitt Gymnasium. And the towels come out to try and wipe up some moisture off of the floor. Serving for Grandview will be Courtney Bliss. Bliss with service. Serve, short, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink. She has to bump it up, gets it over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the roll shot. Waltersdorf with the roll shot and the kill. She's got 5 kills, unofficially, and the defenders trail 21-18. Serving for the defenders is Nelson. Grandview scrambling down the line. Swing by Roggenberg. Dort College digs it up and over. Here they come again, does Grandview. Wells blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Wells with the kill. She's got 6, and the defenders trail 22-18. So Grandview trying to survive and go side out here. Play side out volleyball. Don't give up any strings, and they'll be in good shape. Comes over to Gaysink, right side, Waltersdorf blocked at the net that time by Roggenberg, point, Grandview. So Grandview gets a block. They lead 23-18. Serving for the Vikings will be Kierkegaard. Serve taken by Bausman. Gets it over to Brookice. Brookice pushes it over to Horseman. Horseman hits it wide and out of bounds. And a hitting error gives Grandview the point at 24-18. Our score. Grandview serving for the set. And to tie up the match at one apiece. Gaysink throws it outside to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Horseman with the kill. So Horseman records her fourth kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 24-19. Short serve controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking, and they hit it into the antenna. Point Dort College. 24-20 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Gaysink. Gaysink, knuckleball serve controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set goes right side and through the block and the kill for Taylor Wells. Wells with the kill. And it's 25-20, the final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma as we get into set number three with our match tied up at one set apiece. Grandview will take it. And attack right side. They are blocked at the net. Flohn pushes it back over on the return. And Lindsay Flohn with the kill. That's her third of the day. Indoor College seizes the early lead at 1-0. 1-0 our score. Dort College in front. Jocelyn Bausma with service. And we've got a officials timeout again as they wipe some moisture up off of the floor. 1-1 in the match. 1-0 Dort College leads in set number three. Grandview attacks. Set goes outside through the block, covered by Brookice. Gets it left side over to Krausman off high hands, controlled by Grandview. They'll set it left side and should have been a double contact. They don't call anything, and it goes wide and out of bounds. Dort College with service. Jocelyn Bausma will send it over. And an ace serve for Bausma. 3-0, Dort College in front. Serving again for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma serve controlled by Grandview. Attacking, set goes left side, over the top of the block, and the kill for Grandview. And Subert with the kill. Chrissy Daggett with service. Daggett served down the line and an overpass by Waltersdorf. Here comes Grandview. Grandview attacking. They push it too close to the net. Krausman pushes it over. Pushed back by Grandview. Just they continue. It gets it over to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Flohn finishes it with a kill. For Lindsay Flohn, that's number four. 4-1 our score. Serving. Short serve controlled by Nukin Dakari. Outside to Subert. Subert blocked at the net. Another attack by Subert. Controlled by Dort College, pushed over the net, free ball by Hahn. Controlled by Grandview. Set right side, Wells. Wells blocked at the net, and a block for the defenders. Blocked by the defenders, Brooke Walthersdorf on Wells, and the defenders lead at 5-1. 5-1 our score. Hahn serve controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set goes outside. Hitting it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point Dort College. B. Weiniger with the kill for Grandview. Grandview makes it 6-2. They trail by 4. Serving for the Vikings will be Courtney Bliss. Bliss serve controlled by Bausma. Too close to the net and putting it away is Roggenberg. Roggenberg with the kill. And Grandview now trying to mount an early run after getting down 6-1 and calling a timeout. Serve controlled by the defender. Set goes outside Walthersdorf. Roll shot controlled by the Vikings. Vikings attack. Set right side and hitting it wide and out of bounds. Grandview's Megan Wells. That's Taylor Wells, beg your pardon. Taylor Wells with the hitting error. Serving is Dort College's Siri Nelson. Siri Nelson with serve, controlled by the Vikings. Vikings attack, set goes left side, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Aaron Roggenberg. Roggenberg's serve is, her serve received. Her hit was wide. Siri Nelson serve controlled by the Vikings. Vikings attacking outside. Big swing that time by Roggenberg. Now a joust at the net. Keeping it in play was Gasing. Pushed over the net. Free ball, Walthersdorf. Here comes Grandview attacking. Set Roggenberg off high hands and a kill. Roggenberg makes it 8-4. Our score. Serve controlled by Bausma, and now on the punch back over the net, that's Kelly Johnson. Johnson with a kill. Kelly Johnson, number 4, with her second kill today. And now a service error by the Vikings, and Dort College leads at 9-5. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Kayla Gasink with serve. Gasink's low hard serve controlled by the Vikings. They'll attack. Set goes left side. Dug by Dort College. Set goes left side over to Horseman. Horseman unable to put it away. Here comes Grandview. Push step at the net and the kill for Grandview and Taylor Wells. Wells with her 8th kill unofficially. And it's now 9-6. 9-6 our score. Dort College with a 3-point lead. Krausman's serve received. Passed up and over. Here comes Grandview. And a kill for Grandview. And Aaron Roggenberg. Roggenberg with the kill. It's now 9-7. Grandview in front. Vikings have served. Controlled by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasink. And a lift called on Gasink. It's 9-8. Gasink starting to have to scramble for that pass attempt. Here comes Grandview serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasink, comes back to Keel. Keel out of the middle, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attack, set goes, the kill attempt is wide and out of bounds by Roggenberg. Point defenders, Dort College leads at 10-8. 10-8 our score. Serving is Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf down the line and it hits Roggenberg. Point Dort College on the ace serve by Walthersdorf. Roggenberg that time wanted to duck out of the way, unable to do so quickly enough, and the ball glanced off of her back. Not a bounce. Overpass. Krausman tries to put it away. Grandview scrambling. And a point for the defenders. Krausman gets credit for the kill, according to my sheet at least. Dort College leads it 12-8. 12-8 our score, and Walterstorff serves it into the net. Point Grandview, and the Vikings trail 12-9, and they've got service. So Walterstorff that time with a jump serve, served it into the net. Serve is to the back line, Brooke Ice, and her pass too close to the net and put down by the Vikings. Getting the kill is Chrissy Daggett. So Daggett with the kill. It's 12-10. And the serve is long and out of bounds. Dort College with the point off that service error. Dort College trails it, leads it, I should say, 13-10. We're tied here in set number three at one set apiece. Dort College with a three-point cushion in set number three. Off high hands, Roggenberg, controlled by the defenders. Set goes left side over to Krausman. Krausman off of the block, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking, pushed over the net, free ball. Brooke Ice to Gasink. Gasink back over to Flohn. Flohn with a tip, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attacking, and a double called on Grandview. And that time getting called for the double was Kitty Roberts. Dort College in front. Brooke Ice with a serve that catches the tape, rolls over. Grandview throws it over. Free ball. Walterstorff Gasing. Gasing back over to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Flohn with the kill, and for Lindsay Flohn, that's number five. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150. New and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Kayla Brookice with service. Dort College with a 15-10 cushion. Grandview attacking. Dort College blocks it. Grandview on the continue. Now block put up by the defenders. Grandview continues again with it. Brookice to Gasink. Picks it out of that on the bump. Controlled by Grandview on the pushover by Dort College. Off high hands. Controlled by the defenders. Gasink back over to Brookice. Down ball. Controlled by the Vikings. Vikings back set. Unable to put it away was Johnson. Dort College attacking. Keel into the net. Point. Grandview with a 15-11 advantage. I should say they trail 15-11 after the attack error by the defenders. Nakandakari with service, controlled by Walterstorff, gets it over to Gasink. Right side it comes, back over to Flohn. Flohn unable to get a clean hit on it. Here comes Grandview. Set goes outside off high hands. Saved by Brookice. Kept it alive. Pushed over the net to the back corner by Krausman. Controlling it is Grandview, and they push it up and over. Free ball, Dort College. Flohn, Gasink, Gasink, Flohn, Flohn off the block. Controlled by the Vikings. They scramble again. Pushed over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Brookice to Gasink. Gasink with a dump and the kill. Gasink that time couldn't leave her feet, and she didn't, but she dumped it over and got the kill. Have that as number six for Gasing. 16-11, Dort College leading. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Grandview attacking. Set right side. Over the top of the block. No touch. Point, Dort College. So Dort College leads at 17-11. An attack error by Grandview gives Dort College the point. Short serve. Here comes Grandview. Attacking left side, and a kill for Katie Subert. Subert with her fifth kill. Dort College leads 17-11. This one far from over. We saw Grandview make a run back at the defenders in set number one in a similar situation. And the short serve, controlled by Flohn, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Flohn with the kill. And for Lindsay Flohn, unofficially, that's number six. Dort College leads 18-12. 18-12, our score. And an overpass, and Flone puts it down. A back-to-back kills for Flone. Unconventional fashion that time. To 13, Dort College leads after the service error by the defenders. And serving for the Vikings will be Courtney Bliss. Controlled by Hahn, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Flone. Flone with a swing, covered by Grandview. Grandview attacking through the block, controlled by Walthersdorf, gets it over to Gaysink, back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with a swing. Grandview tries to push it over, pushed back by Flone. Grandview will attack again. Set right side Wells. Wells with a kill. Wells has been pretty productive this afternoon. She's got 9 kills, came in averaging 1.5 kills per set. 19-14, our score. Serve short, taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink tries to throw it to the sideline and hits it wide and out of bounds. So an attack error by the defenders makes it 19-15. Serve short, taken by Dort College. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf pushes it over. Nakandakari sets it. And hitting it squarely into the net was Aaron Roggenberg. An attack error by the Grandview Vikings. And the Dort College defenders have service. Service by Nelson, long, controlled by Grandview, went after one that was probably out of bounds. Roggenberg with a swing and the kill. Roggenberg with the kill, her fifth unofficially. She's had a lot of swings. 20-16. Serve taken by Hahn. Dort College has to scramble for it a bit, and off the net was Horstman. Horstman's attack, she's blocked. So the block put down by Grandview. Taylor Wells and Kelly Johnson. Kierkegaard with service. Controlled by the defenders. Right side Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf blocked at the net. Grandview somehow keeps it in play. An attack by Roggenberg. Roggenberg with a kill. So Roggenberg with a kill. And the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City. Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, they are member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. A service error by the Vikings. Dort College maintains a three-point lead, 21-18, served by Gaysink. Controlled by the Vikings. Set goes to the middle, through the block. Controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Keel. Keel off high hands. Controlled by Grandview. Attacking Roggenberg. Off the block. Saved by Gaysink. Got it over to Brookice. Sets over to Keel. Keel down the line. Controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Over the top of the block. Saved by Krausman. Gets it to Gaysink. Gaysink, Horstman. Horstman with the kill. Horstman with the kill. Jenna Horstman with her fifth kill. And the defenders lead it 22-18. Dort College trying to take a 2-1 advantage. Serve is controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Down ball, controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Krausman. Krausman from behind the spike line, taken by Nakandakari. Grandview attacking Wells. Wells through the block. Dig by Krausman, unable to keep it in play. A kill for Wells. This one not over yet. 22-19. Big point there. Go up 23-18. You're in really good shape. Instead, it's 22-19 now, and Grandview has service. Katie Roberts will serve. Dort College cannot give up strings of points. Set goes middle, Walthersdorf. Tipped, controlled by Grandview. Attacking. Set outside Roggenberg. Through the block. Saved by the defenders. No. A kill for Roggenberg. Roggenberg with the kill. I have that as unofficially her seventh. And the serve is down the line, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side to Horstman. Horstman kill. Jenna Horstman with the kill. So Jenna Horstman registers her sixth kill of the afternoon. And the defender lead is 23-20. Served to the back line by Walterstorff is off of the back line and out of bounds. It's 23-21 service error. Grandview down by two. Vikings have service. Serving for the Vikings is Roggenberg. Roggenberg serves short, taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman through the block, dug by Grandview. Vikings attack. Roggenberg back line, controlled by Walterstorff. Gets it to Gasink. Gasink keel off high hands. Nekandakari keeps it in play. Grandview scrambling. Taken by Horstman. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink will shoot it outside to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Krausman with the kill. North College serving for the set at 24-21. Krausman with her fifth kill unofficially. Serving for the defenders is Brookice. Brookice short serve. And overpass and the joust won out that time by Chrissy Daggett. Daggett with her second kill. So Daggett gets the credit for the kill. And Grandview now with her back to the wall. Has no margin for error right here, trailing by two at set point. Serve taken by Krausman, gets it to Gasink. Gasink back to Krausman, single block off high hands, controlled by the Vikings. And hitting it from the outside and getting the kill is Katie Subert. Subert makes it 24-23. Nakandakari with service. Nakandakari serve, short, taken by Krausman, gets it to Gasing, slide, flown, blocked, covered by Brookice, kept it alive, pushed over, Grandview attacks. And a double contact called on Grandview. 25-23, Dort College wins set three, and they take a 2-1 advantage in the best of five match. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And for those of you listening via our webcast this afternoon, our apologies. We seem to be having some technical difficulties with the video and audio syncing up. Hopefully we are able to get some of those things corrected in between sets or in between matches that we can get the audio going for match number three of the day today. In the meantime, we still have a match to finish up here. We are in set number four. Dort College leads 2-1. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Gasing tries to dump it over, covering it is Grandview. Passed by Brookice over to Gasink. Gasink outside Krausman off high hands kill. Krausman off the high hands for the kill. So Dort College has taken a 1-0 lead in this best of five match number four. They lead 2-1. Back set Roggenberg behind the spike line, taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink with a dump on the kill. Kayla Gasink with yet another kill, unofficially her sixth today. Brooke Walterstorff leads Dort College with 10. Dort College leads 2-0. Through the block and the kill for Grandview, that's Katie Subert. So Subert with the kill. 2-1 our score. Dort College hitting 278 for the match thus far. Grandview 248. Pass goes over to Gasing. Gasing to Flohn. Flohn hits it wide and out of bounds. It's 2-2. An attack error by the defenders. This shapes up to be the premier matchup of the day. York, the next opponent for both of these teams, and the Panthers have been struggling so far. Gaysink able to get up on the block against Weiniger and gets the block down. So Gaysink with the block. Dort College leads 3-2. 3-2 our score. Short serve controlled by Nakandakari. Grandview attacking. Set right side. Blocked at the net, but out of bounds. It's 3-3. 3-3 our score. Dort College and Grandview knotted here in set number three. I beg your pardon, set number four. Serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf able to hang in the air long enough to get the kill. Not much you can do defending that. Everything was mistimed, but Waltersdorf able to hang long enough and make contact with it and send it over. 4-3 our score. Serving is Gaysink. Gaysink short serve taken by Grandview. Vikings attack. Set goes to the middle. Covered by Gaysink on the tip. Here comes Dort College. Keel blocked at the net. Saved by Gaysink up and over. Dort College in disarray though and putting away the overpass is Aaron Roggenberg. Roggenberg ties it up at 4-4. 4-4 our score. Grandview has service. This will be Katie Roberts. Roberts serving. Short, controlled by the defenders. Gaysink shoots it out wide to Horstman. Horstman through the block and the kill. Horstman with the kill. Dort College leads it 5-4. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop. Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Serve controlled by Grandview. They'll attack and hits the antenna. Ball hit the antenna off the attack by Roggenberg. Point Dort College. So the hitting error gives Dort College the 6-4 advantage. Served by to Roggenberg. Grandview has to scramble. This will be a rare free ball opportunity for Dort College. Brookice, Gaysink, Gaysink, Keel. Keel tips it over, controlled by Grandview. Roggenberg from outside. Hits the tape, rolls over. Saved by Gaysink. Pushed over the net by Horstman, and Horstman hits it outside the antenna. It's 6-5. Sloppy volleyball right there. Neither team into their system. 6-5 our score. By the end of the day today, this could be a swimming pool in here. Lots of humidity in the air. And in between each point, it seems, the towels come out to dry the floor off. That is the rescue run of hosting matches in September. Every once in a while, October is an issue as well, but today we hit a humid day, and so we've got a little more breaks in between points. Keel with the kill. Keel out of the middle with her left hand, knocks it down. 7-5, our score, Dort College up a deuce. Serving, Brookice. Brookice hits it on the line, and the ace serve. An ace serve for the defenders, and Kayla Brookice. Brookice, that one swerved wickedly down the line. Controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set goes left side. Out the hands and down. Out of bounds, though. Keel touched it last. A kill registered for the Vikings. Katie Subert with the kill. Subert with the kill. It's 8-6. Serving for Grandview. Serve sideline, taken by the defenders. Set goes right side, Keel. Keel through the block, controlled by Grandview. And we've got a player in the net, and they're going to call it on Dort College and Elizabeth Keel. 8-7 our score. Net violation gives Grandview the point. Nakandakari with service. So Nakandakari with serve. Her jump serve. To the sideline, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink could have been called for a double. No call made. Here comes Grandview. After the attack by Walthersdorf, Stubert with the swing, dug by Walthersdorf, got it over to Gasing. Gasing on the attack, gets it over to Krausman. Krausman roll shot, Grandview keeps it in play. Pushes it back over, and a kill for Grandview off the ugly play. We're tied up 8-8. Fatigue a factor, playing conditions a factor, it's 8-8. Nakandakari with service. Controlled by Krausman. Gasink with a bump set. Flown pushes it over. Controlled by Grandview. Attacking Vikings. Vikings, Weiniger. Weiniger kill. Weiniger with the kill. Nakandakari with service. And Nakandakari serve. Taken by Krausman. Overpass. Pushed down by Weiniger. 10-8, Grandview in front, trying to force a decisive set number 5, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dirk College Volleyball on KDCR.
Wondering.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dirk College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dirk.edu/DGC. By the Van Inglen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Lindsay Flohn with a kill out of the middle. And the Dort College defenders trail 10-9. Overpass. Flohn tries to put it away. Grandview timed it out. Here's the attack by Flohn again. Flohn, overpass, push down. And Flohn again with a kill. Back to back. That one will go as a joust. So two kills for Flohn. And that ties things up at 10 apiece. Short serve controlled by Grandview. Attacking Vikings. Saved by Krausman. No. 11-10. Dort College will serve receive. Floater taken by Brookice and pushed up to the net. And that time, it is Kayla Gasink winning out on the joust. 11-11, our score. Short serve controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set goes left side and a kill for Grandview. Grandview makes it 12-11. The Vikings in front. So the Vikings have service. Pass goes to Gasing. Gasing flown through the block, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking, set goes right side, and a block. A block put up on Taylor Wells, and we're tied up at 12-12. 12-12, our score. And a short serve controlled by Grandview. Knotted up 12-12 and hitting it into the net is Aaron Roggenberg. And Dort College takes the lead back on the hitting error. 13-12, Dort College in front. We're at the midway point of set number 4. Dort College wins set 4. It's the match. If Grandview wins, we go to a decisive set number 5. Kill out of the middle. Dort College unable to regroup, and Grandview gets the kill. Was Weiniger with the kill. We're tied at 13-13. This is the eighth tie of set number 4. Taken by Gasing, gets it outside Horstman. Horstman roll shot kill. Well, both teams, you can tell that everyone knows where they should be going. Sometimes the mind is telling the body to do something that it's not willing to right now. Heat and humidity starting to take its toll, and now it takes a toll on you mentally as well. And that time you see a serve reception error between the Vikings' Courtney Bliss and Aaron Roggenberg, and Dort College has a 15-13 lead on the ace by Gasing. Grandview attacking. Set goes outside Roggenberg. Saved by Bausma, that is. Kept it alive. Pushed over the net by Keel. Here comes Grandview. Set Roggenberg. Roggenberg around the block. Dug by Brookice. Second contact by Walthersdorf. Sent it over. Here comes Grandview trying to bust up the play as well. Roggenberg on the second contact. Unable to get it down. Horstman with a swing. Grandview scrambling. Grandview will push it over. Free ball Dort College. Krausman. Gasing. Gasing. Quick attack. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with a swing. And they keep it alive. Grandview up into the near the bleachers to make the save. Walthersdorf gets it back over to Horstman. Horstman catches the tape, rolls over. Here comes Grandview. Grandview attacking. Blocked at the net. Saved by the Vikings. Vikings attacking again. Roggenberg, and Roggenberg with a kill. Looked like both teams had that point won on a couple different occasions, and finally it was Roggenberg winning the marathon point four. Grandview with that off speed that got down off the block, 15-14, Dort College up by one. Set number four of this best of five match. Serving for the Vikings is number 12, Katie Roberts. Gasing keeps it from going in the net. Keel sends it over. Set left side and down the line and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Roggenberg. 16-14, Roggenberg hits it wide. And serving is Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, and we've got a rotation called on Grandview. On the rotation error, Dort College leads by three. Timeout on the floor, back of the more after this. Dort College leads this match, 17-14. They lead in the match 2-1. Serving for the defenders is Brooke Walthersdorf, taken by Roggenberg. Roggenberg gets the return set. She's doing almost everything for her team right now, and she follows that with a kill. Entering the set, Roggenberg had 9 kills, and she's got at least 2 or 3 more here in this set. Horstman with a swing, dug by Grandview. Grandview keeps it alive. Passed over the net, Walthersdorf, Gasing. Gasing, Keel, Keel, kill. Keel with the kill. Dort College leads 18-15. Serving is Brookice with a jump serve. Taken by Nakandakari. Grandview set to the middle. Swing by Johnson, unable to put it away. Now Dort College will regroup. Gasing gets it back over to Krausman, unable to put it away. Off the dig by Nakandakari. Grandview will free ball it over. Controlled by Dort College. Gasing, quick set, flown. Flown tip, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set goes left side, off high hands. Controlled by Walthersdorf. Gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing, Krausman. Krausman over the block. Saved by Roggenberg. Grandview attacking. Set left side, Subert. Subert with a swing. Saved by Brookice. Gets it over to Walthersdorf. Pushed over the net by Krausman. Saved by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set Johnson. Johnson with a kill. Johnson with the kill. So Johnson with another kill. Her third. And the defender lead is 18-16. Short serve, controlled by Walthersdorf, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Keel, Keel, kill. Dort College going to Elizabeth Keel a little bit more here, keeping Grandview off balance. It's been Subert and it's been Roggenberg doing the bulk of the damage for Grandview this morning and afternoon now. Short serve controlled by Grandview, attacking Vikings. Set left side, Subert. Subert down the line. And running out of room is Brooke Walthersdorf, out of bounds. Off of the dig attempt by Bausma. Point Grandview, Subert gets the kill. Subert with the kill, 19-17. Serve controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink outside Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Krausman with the kill. It's 20-17. I believe Grandview has one timeout remaining. Short serve is into the net. Point Grandview. It's 20-18. Service error by the defenders opens the door for Grandview. Courtney Bliss has service. Bliss with serve, short, taken by Bausma. Joust at the net, saved by Gasing. Got it over to Flohn. Flohn to Walterstorff. Walterstorff off the tape, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Right side, Wells. Over the block, saved by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. And the Grandview Vikings will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the VetEngland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. An attack error by the Vikings. That attack hit the antenna, and the Dort College defenders lead 22-18, and they're closing in on a win in set four. They're 3 points shy of that. Grandview needs a comeback to avert the comeback. Through the block, taken by Roggenberg, unable to put it away. Set comes back over to Walterstorff, off high hands, controlled by the Vikings. Vikings attacking, set right side through the block, controlled by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink back over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman with the kill, and the Dort College defenders lead 23-18. 23-18, our score, Dort College by five. Dort College won sets one and 25-21 and 25-23. Grandview won set 2, 25-20. Short serve taken by Roggenberg. Dort College has served at her almost exclusively. Wells with a kill from the right side. Taylor Wells with unofficially her 11th kill today. And the Dort College defenders lead 23-19. Margin for error slim right now for Grandview. Taken by Bausma, that is. Gets it over to Gasink, who set Walterstorff, unable to put it down. Here's Wells. Wells with another kill. Got to load that block up a little bit more. So Wells with back-to-back kills. Dort College needs a side out. Grandview trying to force a decisive set number five. And an ace serve for Grandview, and they've cut the lead to 23-21. Service ace by the Vikings and Gates. And now Grandview trying to cut the margin down even further. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewald is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. 23-21, Dort College still in front. Grandview, though, has made things interesting as they have come back in set number four from a 23-18 deficit. Menzel stands 23-21. Serve controlled by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide, Brookice. Brookice blocked at the net. Covered, though, by Brookice. And that one unable to come out of the net cleanly. And the Dort College defenders eventually get the point. Gasink had the set attempt to Walterstorff. Walterstorff unable to put it down off the slide. And now Dort College serving for the set and the match at 24-21. Serve controlled by Granville. They'll scramble. Roggenberg will attack from behind the spike line. Saved by Gason. Got it over to Krausman. Krausman, Horseman. Horseman unable to put it away. 24-22. A block put up by Granville. 24-22, our score. Granville has service. And the Vikings taking a little time to wipe some moisture up off of the floor. 24-22, our score. Dort College leading. Granville has service. Katie Roberts to serve it over. Taken by Walthersdorf, and an ace serve for Granville as Walthersdorf can't handle it cleanly. Serving for the Vikings again will be Roberts. Dort College needs to formulate an attack out of this. And the serve is taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Horseman with the kill. And that finishes off the match. Dort College wins it 25-23. Dort College wins in four. 25-21. 20-25. 25-23. And 25-23. Dort College is now 7-2. Granville falls to 3-6. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College ends up winning in 4. 25-21, 20-25, 25-23, and 25-23. The defenders for the match had 54 kills, hit for a 302 kill efficiency. Had a total of 3 solo and 6 assisted blocks. And 43 digs. For Granville, they had 61 kills, 26 errors, 136 attempts. For a 257 kill efficiency, they had 52 digs. They had a total of 3 solo and 4 assisted blocks. Individually, Dort College was led by Jenna Horstman, Brooke Walthersdorf, and Lindsay Flohn with 11, 11, and 10 kills respectively. Megan Krausman and Elizabeth Keel had 8 and 7 respectively. Kayla Gasing put up 42 assists. Kayla Brookice had 16 digs. Brooke Walthersdorf credited with 9 digs and 4 for Megan Krausman. For Granville, Katie Subert had 18 kills, Taylor Wells 17, Aaron Roggenberg 12, and 8 for Kelly Johnson. 39 assists for Chrissy Daggett. 11 digs each for Daggett, Roggenberg, and Nakandakari. Dort College improves to 7-2 with the win. Granville falls to 3-6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And Coach Chad Hansen has made his way out of the locker room. And we will visit with him briefly about today's first match of the day. Dort College defeating Granville in 3-4, that is, 25-21, 20-25, 25-23, and 25-23. And, Coach, a great way to start your Saturday, getting a win over a quality Granville team. Some may look at the record and say 3-5, not that sharp, but you start taking a look at who they have played. This is a quality win for your team.
Very much so. I'm incredibly encouraged. Love starting out the home stand with a win. We knew that Granville would be a very tough team coming in. We've played them through the years at least once historically, and it's really, really just a further testimony to, I think, the talented group that we have here in Dort College.
What do you see as you watch this afternoon, this morning, into the afternoon match, and now you take a look at these statistics? What do you see that you liked?
Great question. I really like the blocking that we had today, and the stat sheet may be deceiving my eyes with 6 team blocks for us. I felt like we had, in one game, we had 4 or 5 blocks early on, maybe in the first set. So irrelevant on what's on page, I know that our blocking game was vastly improved, and with that comes a great defensive game. Behind it, Caleb Brookice having 16 digs against some very good, nationally recognized attackers. I know that Kayla Gasing set a really brilliant game, and I loved how offensive she was at the net. 7 kills, 1 error, and 9 attempts. That helps free up our hitters, and that's only possible because our back row is passing some great balls in system. And overall, the set distribution is pretty good. I love the overall team hitting a percentage of .302 with a decreased amount of errors. I'm encouraged by that as well.
You've talked about what you like. What do you see that you'd like to see a little better job of maybe when you face York in match number 2 for your team this afternoon?
Ooh, good question. On the set distribution side, of something we talked with Kayla Gasink about early on. I know that Brooke, after the first set, Brooke had 20 total swings, at least on the stat sheet. The next closest hitter was 12. And I think that was a function of Brooke plays 6 rotations. She gets some out-of-system stuff in the back row. And also through the through the front row, she's a fun, dynamic player, and we can put her in many different spots along the net. The more distributed that we are, that'll actually take some pressure off of Brooke and keep the defense guessing. So that's one thing I'd like to see. It's not a critique at all on Kayla. Like I said, she set a really brilliant game and went to the key hitters at key times. But I would like to see a balance in this second match that we play this afternoon.
Well, Coach, now you get an opportunity to sit. You get to watch York and Grandview play. Women have an opportunity to get some dry jerseys on, possibly. Uh-huh. You've got a chance to throw some towels in the washer and get them dried up before match number 3 of the day. But the conditions today, you're at home, but it's sticky in here, and that's something that you're going to have to deal with all day today.
It is. And the beautiful thing is it's not too different for us than when we train through some of these warm days. But we love this gym. We love being at home in front of our crowd. Great to see the students come out, even in full force with their yellow and black jumpsuits on and helmets. And it's very encouraging for what could lay ahead with the home crowd this season.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and best wishes to you when you face York this afternoon.
Thanks, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We will send it back now to the KDCR studios. Just to give you an idea of what's happening the rest of the day, we will have a volleyball match for you via webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics later this afternoon. Dort College football tonight on KDCR as they face the Dakota State Trojans in Madison, South Dakota. That kickoff is at 6 o'clock this evening. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.